Collecting on the Cheap, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. When the press talks about stamp collecting, it's usually to report the high prices paid for rare stamps, like the 3-cent stamp from 1868 that sold for more than $1 million. But the vast majority of stamp collections, entire collections, aren't even in the same ballpark. You don't have to spend a lot of money to collect stamps. Many collectors got started saving the stamps that brought the mail to their home. You still can, although there's less mail now. Some dealers and collectors pick up collections at yard sales. You can too. Or you can buy old albums with stamps in them from stamp dealers and fill in the missing ones. Some people put new stamps on envelopes and have them canceled with the dates the stamps first went on sale. They're called first day covers. You can buy fancy versions or make your own for less than a buck. These are just some of the ways to build a collection on the cheap. Chances are you won't get rich, but you could have a lot of fun and a lot of satisfaction. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.